My love, I have the best news. I am actually running a live masterclass called How to Build a Standout Personal Brand so that you can position yourself as the authority in your space. Sister, I have not run a masterclass for the general public in years. This is the first time that I'm actually sharing my frameworks, my IP, my systems, and the way that I've been connecting and sharing with my clients in the Queen's Table publicly. For the first time ever, it is going to be a very intimate masterclass because I want to coach you live. I want to answer your questions and we're going to workshop together. So, if elevating and expanding, exploding, standing out your personal brand is on the agenda for you in 2026, it's not for beginners. So, not if you're starting to build, but if you already have a personal brand and you want to elevate it, this masterclass is for you. All you have to do is head to the link in the show notes, or better yet, go to Instagram and DM me the word brand. BRAND, and I will send you the link. Okay, let's get into today's episode.
Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Welcome back to the podcast, my love. Okay, you don't understand how much this episode has been requested from y'all. I think because I have been sharing, talking about building my personal brand since day dot, since I came out. I didn't realize I was doing that. I didn't realize it was going to become a buzzword. I didn't realize that air quotes authenticity is in now. That's just how I started. I had to because we were broke. We had no money. We had nothing. I had so much trauma that I had overcome and experienced. I was really at rock bottom when I built this business, when I built this audience, when you guys started listening to the podcast. Those of you that have been here since 2018, you know, things started in my car. You could hear my e-tag. I didn't have any fancy nothing. I didn't have an office. I didn't have any money. We were broke. And so I feel like it's become this thing now where people are talking so much about personal brand. And if you're not careful, you're going to listen to a bunch of people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Or you're going to listen to people that have an idea of what a personal brand should be, but not what you want to build because you're you and you want to be who you are. And I think the benefit of building a personal brand ASAP right now is that the internet is very noisy. And it's only going to get noisier. More AI, more creators, more people on the internet, more people wanting to get attention, to get you to buy their stuff, to get you to click here and look there. And you, my friend, have been dopamine-ified. Like, you don't have your attention. I was reading this article the other day that was like, movies that cost $300 million to make don't even have our attention. And they cost so much money. And we pay for a movie ticket. We pay to sit there for 2 hours, or we watch from home the new movies. And then we got our phone. And the second we are not interested, the second that they lose our attention, we're on our phone looking for more dopamine and more attention. So we got a problem right now. No one's paying attention to anything. You could make all the noise you want to make. You could copy everyone. You could do all the things, all the air quote strategies that are meant to work. But really, if you're trying to stand out in this massively saturated market, if you follow what everyone else is telling you, you're going to blend in. And so today in the episode, I wanted to talk a lot about how you can build a personal brand that will differentiate you, that will make you unique, that will make you stand out from the crowd, that will allow you to be who you came here to be, not a copy of me or anyone else. Not being like anyone, not letting the noise get to you, putting your headphones on, maybe little horse blinkers, and being you turned up, fully expressed, whatever that means for you. And I want to say, if you've been feeling like you've been posting and trying to do all the right things and, you know, everything that everyone's telling you to do, but it's still not working for you and you still feel like you're being dismissed, forgotten, not seen, not chosen, not picked, you may not have a visibility problem. You may have a blending in boring sameness problem. You may be fitting in and looking like everyone else, as opposed to utilizing the thing that makes you you. So personal brand, I've done many episodes with the gurus of personal brand. Caleb Ralston was just on the podcast recently, and he is like built Gary Vee's personal brand, built the Hormozy's. He's incredible. He's amazing. Like, this guy knows his stuff when it comes to personal branding. He actually did a 6-hour personal branding masterclass on YouTube with a book and everything, and he's incredible. Then you have Maha Abuelenen, who is a dear friend. She looks after Gary Vee. She's his PR publicist company. She runs Digital and Savvy. She has her 7 rules of self-reliance. I'm looking at the book now. She talks about personal brand heavily. Chris Doe. Oh my God, my boy Chris Doe. Chris Doe is the go-to. And it's so funny. When we did our podcast together, I was like, you and your personal branding stuff. He's like, oh, I'm not known for personal brand yet. I'm trying to. And now he is. He tried and he's doing it. He is being amazing at personal brand. And so I think that at the end of the day, when we look at what personal branding means, you are the person and you're being branded. What is being branded? Your character, your reputation, your experience, who you are, your essence, what you stand for, who you're being, who we see you be. And I love when Caleb said that branding is association. So if I have this water bottle, And I'm walking around with it all the time. Me and this water bottle hanging out all the time. Me and the color pink are hanging out all the time. Literally, I am associating. Look at this shit. I'm associating with the color pink, okay? I got a pink jacket. I got a pink fold case. Pink everywhere. You never see me in green. So you're probably like, what is Erica wearing, right? I got a pink skirt on. I got a pink hat on. So my toes are pink. It's ridiculous. I have associated myself with that. And so personal branding is a buzzword right now. But it's about your reputation, who you are known for, and what you associate yourself with. With a business, it's really easy because your business has a logo, your business has no face, your business is a business, it's not a person. But when we talk about personal branding, and business is personal, as you know, it's you. And some people are like, oh my God, I gotta air out all my dirty laundry and tell everyone all my secrets. No, you don't have to be super in-depth personal. I am. You could be zoomed out. I've worked with multiple CEOs and high-level female leaders who do not want to say that their dad died because he was an alcoholic. They don't want to say that. So like, my dad passed away last year. He wasn't well. That's how you say that. He was unwell and he passed away and it was really hard to watch him because he suffered. Same shit as I'm saying my dad was an alcoholic and he died from alcoholism. But I don't need to tell you the detail because I don't want to tell you that. I, Erica Kramer, want to tell you all my fucking details. I want to let you into all my messy stuff because that's me. And I really value authenticity. I really value vulnerability. I value being a hot mess and having a hot mess of a life and experiencing things that are air quotes embarrassing because I know if I talk about it, somebody out there is listening going, oh my God, me too. And I just want to resonate because I'm like, we are real humans. I don't like perfection. I don't like when people gatekeep stuff. I don't like when people act like they don't understand me because then I feel like I'm the only one. And I love community and I want to build community. And that I feel like you build that by sharing shit that's not convenient and pretty and nice. So that's what personal brand really is. And everyone is talking about personal brand. They're all giving you the 50 tips and the tricks. And I was like, I want to talk about this on the podcast because everyone's using the same viral hooks. I want to throw up when I see it. Like all the viral hooks I pre-wrote for you and like same advice, same inspiring quotes. And then it makes us vanilla. One size fits all. It makes us copy and paste. You just literally swipe file copy. And I'm like, where are you at? When everybody sounds the same and everything looks the same and everyone's getting the same Botox fillers, going to the same doctor. When everybody looks like that, no one has their own originality. No one can become the authority for themselves. And so I want to talk about three core reasons why I feel like people are blending in right now. Let's talk about the three core things. I think these are kind of the biggest problems. Number one, we're scared. We're scared to be seen. We're scared to be criticized. We're scared to be rejected. We're scared to be judged. So we're scared to be creative. We're scared to go out there because what if it flops? What if it sucks? What if it's whack? What if somebody doesn't like it? So we will see, and this is like a thing that as human beings, we will look and see what someone else is doing. That looks good. That looks safe. They got results. I'm going to copy that. I'm going to do that. And when you copy a trend, yes, sure, it's protecting you from being judged. But I'm telling you now, right now, being creative, being original, that requires courage. And when you can be original and be courageous and be creative, that makes so much more noise. That cuts through. I have a friend, Tony. Shout out to Tony Show. He says, when people are zigging, you want to zag. When everybody's going left, you want to go right. And not because you want to try to be special and different, but because you don't want to go where everybody's going. Do something else. Being yourself. Be who you are. You have to show us who you are, why we need to follow you, what you think. I know what Mel Robbins thinks. I know what Diary of a CEO Stephen Bartlett thinks. Right? They share it. I know what the Hormozis think. I don't know what you think. And just because they're huge names, it doesn't mean that what they think is correct. It means that they stand for what they believe in. But what do you believe in? And it could be correct for you. There are multiple ways to build confidence. I have my ways. Somebody over here has their way. Who's right? Nobody. But I get to have my way and I get to die on this hill because I believe in this so much. And I'm sharing that because that's my truth. And so isn't that person. And fantastic. Who loves me will follow me and be with me and lead in my life and come into my world and see things with my eyes and their eyes, and we'll agree. And then they'll be against those people, and those people will find people that want them. But if we're all trying to be the same, we're not going to find our people. And you cannot try to stand out when you're trying to be safe and protect yourself from being rejected or criticized. You're like, I'm trying to connect. How? I can't see your face. You got to open it up. But Erica, if I open it up, what if someone punches me in the face? Yeah, that's possible. But also someone might want to kiss you in the face. Someone might want to hug you. Someone might want to be like, thank you so much for changing my life because of who you are. That shit is contagious as well, my friend. Being perfect is annoying. Don't do this. The copying, number one. Number two, and this is a very big one. Hear me when I tell you, if this is all you hear me say on the episode, this is it. You are trying to hide the very thing that actually makes you magnetic and amazing and different and cool. Like, you're ashamed, or you're trying to downplay or delete or push away the thing that you think is maybe weird, stupid, embarrassing, dumb, cringy, that actually makes you amazing. Your story. Oh, Erica, I don't have a crazy story. You don't need a crazy story, but you got stories. You have stories that no one else has because they're your stories, because you were there. Your feet were there. Your eyeballs were there. Your body was there. The way you see the world, the way you saw the point of view. That's why I love movies. One day I'm going to be a director. I would love to see through your eyes. When you look, what do you see? And how come you think that? And why do you believe that? I'm interested in that. This is why we watch TV and reality TV shows, which they are terrible for you. But this is why I want to see your point of view, your lived experience. Oh, I don't want to tell anybody I worked at McDonald's. Great, you worked at McDonald's. I don't want to tell anybody I couldn't afford. You know, I don't want to tell anybody I was looking for coins to buy bread. My story. I don't want to tell anybody my husband's gym was dying. I don't want to tell anybody that my two-year-old was so hard and I just cried in the corner and I hated the fact that I said yes to being a mother and I felt all this shame. Why wouldn't you tell that? Your vulnerability is golden. Your weirdness is amazing. Your strong opinions are fantastic. Even if I don't agree with them, I think they're great because somebody will agree with you because you stand for something. And what you have thought for all these years is a weakness about you is usually the thing that will build trust, community, authority, connection, magnetism, contagion fastest. But you're like, I'm too much. No, I can't do this because when I was in corporate, people thought I was too much and I was too loud. You know, I can't do this because I'm this. I'm too ghetto fabulous. I can't. Good. Great. There's so much boring, bland things out there. Show us your difference. Show me how you don't fit in. Show me how you don't agree with that. I love that. Please. Number two, that is a big one. You are hiding the thing that is making you different and magnetic. And the third one, you're trying to be professional. You're trying to be proper. You're trying to be perfect. Authority building is not being boring, vanilla, neutral. I'm polished. Everything's perfect. Everything's amazing. I only come on to tell you how amazing my life is. That's actually annoying. You know those people on social media where you want to punch them in the face? You're like, are you a real human? Do you fart? Do you leave skid marks? Do you get diarrhea? Like, do you get bloated? Does your credit card ever decline? Do you ever want to scream at your kids? Like, what? Like, are you real? You're so educated, but you're not relatable. You're so pretty and perfect all the time, but you're not relatable. You don't understand me. And let me tell you something. When you are super impressive and amazing 24/7, nobody agrees with you. Nobody feels you're understanding of them. Nobody feels safe around you. Like, they're like, nah, I don't trust that person. And they remove themselves energetically from feeling close and safe to you. Or you attract a bunch of haters. And like, you don't have to be professional. You don't have to be polished. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to only show your happy highlights. It's okay to have fucked up shit happen and have bad stuff going down and feel horrible and feel like, I love that. Those posts, if you pay attention, those posts go most viral because they're human. How silly that acting vulnerable and acting authentic and sharing things that don't feel good are the most viral. Of course it is. I hate that that's trendy. It's just normal life. It's normal, relatable life. That's what makes you contagious. That's what makes people be like, I love this person. That's what makes people fall in love with you. The humility, the realness. I just can't. Anyway, on Instagram the other day, I was doing a post because I have so many people messaging me and applying for my Queen's Table program. And they're like, why are you applying? It's like, I want to do the personal brand. I want more authority. I want you to do this. And people are asking me to speak at their events and in their business programs. And I'm like, what do you want me to talk about? Personal brand, authority, the way you position yourself, your authority. And I'm like, I didn't even know I talked about this. And I don't think I've talked about it a lot, but I think I live it and I do it. And that's why people see it. So I did a poll on my stories the other day. And I was like, what do you want to learn most? A lot of people hitting me up about personal brand. I don't know how many. We got so many messages and comments. I can't even tell you. On do a masterclass. Can you do a workshop? Are you going to do an event? Are you going to do an event? Are you going to do a workshop? And I can't do an event because we're speaking quite a lot in the next month. But I am going to do a workshop. I'm going to do a workshop on personal brand, specifically on how you build a personal brand that will actually stand out and help you find what your secret sauce is, what your unique edge is, or your X factor, as I like to call it. We're going to build your X factor, your secret sauce, so that you know with full confidence what makes you magnetic, what makes you stand out. And I'm going to touch on, and if you want the details to the masterclass, the link will be below, or you can just go to Instagram and DM me brand, and I will send you the link to this training. It's going to be like 2 hours plus Q&A. So come ready. So when we talk about secret sauce, I want to share this because in Next Level November, when I did all of my workshops, so many of you were like, where's the secret sauce document? I'm going to give you that document in the masterclass. So yes, I'm going to give you the workbook. It's humongous. And the depth of conversation and questions to pull out your blueprint, your pattern, your things that make you uniquely you, it's like 31 pages. And if you could take the time, I'm not going to go into it now because it's too long and crazy and we'll do it on the call. But it's basically like the intersection of your story meets your lived experience, meets your perspective, meets your values, meets your opinions, meets your way of seeing the world, and then your little eccentric flavor and sauce that you have. And you already have it. I'm not going to give it to you. We're going to extract it from you. You don't know you have these secret sauce ingredients, these things that are in there that when you put them together and you show the world, people are like, whoa, you are delicious. This is amazing. I love this. This is the flavor I need. You have a flavor that people need, but you're over here putting everybody else's bullshit flavor on your stuff. And I'm like, no, walk away, put yours. And you're like, well, I don't know what it is. So we're going to pull it out. That's what we're going to do. And I just want to say, I have to tell you this. One size fits all. Vanilla, being like everyone else, swipe file copying, that messaging that we do where we're trying to sound like everyone else, trying to please everyone, trying for everyone to like you, playing small so you don't piss anyone off or make too much noise, watering down what you truly believe and think and feel so you could be professional or non-argumentative, that sucks. And if people don't disagree with you, nobody's going to deeply trust you either. If people don't know how they feel about you and they feel neutral, then no one fucking loves you. I want you to love me or hate me. I don't know how I feel about Erica. You should know how you feel because I should be letting you know who I am and what I'm about. And so authority, building a personal brand, being different, your secret sauce, your X factor, this comes from you extracting who you are and what you believe in. Who are you and what is in your head? What do you believe about the topic that you speak about? What's your point of view? And do you speak about it multiple times? Are you repetitive about your messaging? If you listen to my podcast, you probably heard my story so many times because I mention them a lot. I mention them so much. And so anyway, I'm going to ramble about personal brand because it excites me so, so much. So in this masterclass, I'm going to take you through like my 8-pillar framework for personal brand. There are 8 steps that we're going to go through. It's huge. I'm going to give you a workbook so you can find your secret sauce. Honestly, if 2026 is the year where you're like, I need to build my personal brand, I need more authority, I need to grow my audience, I want people to see who I am, I want to build my own community, I want to grow my business, I want to make some impact, you actually need to make it to this workshop. So comment below brand on Instagram, comment brand, DM me or click the link here in the show notes. If you're watching on YouTube, just put it down below. I'll drop the link there so you can have it. If you have any questions and you're joining me, drop your questions below in the chat so that I can see them. So when we jump on the call, I'm going to coach live. We're going to do our masterclass. We're going to pull out your secret sauce. We're going to fix your personal brand on social media. We're going to do that live and then we're going to Q&A. So if you're live on the call with me and you show up, we're going to answer your question. It's going to be the damn bomb. I'm going to say this as we close. The world does not need you to be somebody else. It doesn't need you to be perfect. It doesn't need you to be polished. It doesn't need you to be professional. Okay? We need your voice. We need your perspective. We need your sauce. We need your story. We need you turned up, fully express. Okay? No more hiding. No more bullshit. This is the time to do it. And never has it been easier to build community and build a brand and build a business and make impact than it is today. All right? I love you. I will see you on the workshop and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.